If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Hi there, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent this afternoon, and we are joined by Iridian Fierro, who is the producer for basically John Hanson's shows.
Yeah, both of them.
Both Your shows. Money Matters and Let's Get Legal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got
him
right.
I always forget the Let's Get Legal, yet I listen to him all the time. Can I just ask you, off the record, is John Hanson really that nice every single minute of every day?
Yeah, absolutely. He's great.
I love him.
If he had more shows, I would do all of them as well.
Yeah, he's the best. Well, I'm not that nice, and I will be working with you tonight, filling in for John. He's on vacation, and I'm going to do Your Money Matters. We have great guests lined up. Iridian lined him up. But what I found so intriguing about you is you're a big fan of the WWE.
Yes, I love professional wrestling, and I feel like a lot of people here at the station know that. And I've been very blessed to be able to have some great interviews with some professional wrestlers, and it's just been a really, really great time. So when it comes to WWE, you know, people might be familiar with Raw or SmackDown, but NXT is their third brand, and they are going to be at the Allstate Arena on Tuesday, October 1st. And joining me on the station is WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, and he was so great. So Shawn, thank you so much for joining me today.
It is my pleasure. Thank you very much for helping us out with this big show coming to Chicago.
And this show is a big deal. You know, it's going to be NXT's debut on the CW network. So what can fans expect to see for this debut?
Well, as you said, this is huge for us in NXT. Clearly, the premiere, the launch of NXT on the CW network. Well, look, obviously, we're going to stack this card, obviously, to make it, you know, unbelievably exciting. Clearly, you can't come to Chicago without having its favorite son, its hometown guy, CM Punk. So was very thrilled to find out, you know, as soon as this announcement went out, he texted me and said, look, I'm in. I'd love to be a part of this show in any way, shape, or form. So Punk is going to be there, and I have no doubt, nothing is confirmed at this time, but I have no doubt we will have other main roster Raw and SmackDown stars blessing our presence there in Chicago at the Allstate Arena. But this is going to be all about, you know, the NXT superstars. The future of the WWE comes through NXT. We have a wonderful and fantastic five-year relationship, partnership with the CW Network, and we are looking to kick it off really big on October 1st.
Yeah, and you mentioned Chicago's own CM Punk, and he is set to make an appearance for that show. What is his involvement going to be? Are we keeping that under wraps for now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're kidding. I can't let the cat out of the bag on that right now. So, but yes, I mean, he's going to be there, going to be playing a major role, obviously, for us. And again, as I said, certainly other surprises are sure to come. The NXT universe, as they say, very excited to be, you know, coming to Chicago here in Orlando. Our talent, we absolutely love our home base here at our arena, but getting out on the road is a really big event for us and for our talent. So they're excited to come and look, performing one of, again, not just saying that, one of the greatest crowds that everybody around the world knows about, and that's Chicago there at the Allstate Arena. Absolutely one of the best crowds to perform in front of, and our NXT superstars are extremely excited about getting to do just that.
Yeah, and you know, Shawn, to some listeners, they grew up watching wrestling, and they kind of forgot about it as they grow up. And I always say that now is probably the greatest time to be a wrestling fan. So what would you say to people who haven't watched wrestling in a while, or maybe gone to a show, or even questioned the, quote, you know, realness of wrestling?
Well, look, I think there's I'll say this. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I constantly walk across people who, at least at one time in their life, always have an experience, a run, as they say, a part of their life has been shared with the WWE at one point or another. And as you said, I think this is a great time. So look, we're obviously always appealing to new and younger audiences. That's one of the great things about NXT. We have, you know, a roster whose average age is probably about 24 years old. So it's definitely geared towards the youth and the future of the WWE. But look, I think sports entertainment and the WWE is unlike anything else that's out there. I think it's unlike any other live event. It's an unbelievable experience when you watch it live, but it's also something that's extremely exciting and compelling and entertaining from a television standpoint. In the TV landscape today, right now, it is very tough and very competitive. But, you know, NXT is thriving right now, as are all the WWE products, and that's because whether it's Raw, SmackDown, or NXT, you know, we're trying to give what we believe wrestling fans want. That's one of the things that Hunter and I have always done. We put ourselves in the crowd, and we think about what it is we want to see. And I think that's resonating with a lot of people, because you have two guys, certainly behind the scenes, that absolutely eat, sleep, and drink the WWE and sports entertainment and professional wrestling together. And we're out there doing our best to make the WWE, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT the best product possible.
And I know it's a lot of talent to choose from, but who currently on the NXT roster has really made an impression on you so far, Sean?
Well, it is hard to, you know, limit it to just one, but I think I'd be remiss in not, you know, I don't, not talking about Trick Williams, who may be one of our most popular superstars. He's a young man, you know, from the Philadelphia Eagles that came in 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and has certainly taken NXT by storm. He was at one time the NXT champion. I know he's looking to be the NXT champion again. Roxanne Perez, again, 22 years old, the prodigy, an unbelievably talented young lady. And we also, look, I'll say this, we have a lot of other exciting people that are knocking on the door, whether it's Jillia, Stephanie Vaccour, you know, two of the biggest, hottest indie names out there are looking to come into NXT. Ethan Page, you know, has been all around the world and worked for numerous different companies, but he also wanted to find himself in NXT. And so, look, I think right now is an exciting time. NXT is hot, Raw is hot, SmackDown is hot, and everybody wants to be a part of the WWE at this point. So right now you're looking at the greatest talent in all of the world of professional wrestling.
I love hearing you talk about, you know, Ethan. He has made such an impact. He literally came in and now he's the NXT champion. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do there. And you mentioned the three brands, you know, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and WWE is also working with TNA Impact and, you know, that relationship. Where do you see that going forward, whether that be more integration with rosters or more pay-per-view appearances? You know, we've seen a lot of success with stars like Joe Hendry right now.
Sure, yeah. Well, look, that's obviously, you know, incredibly intriguing and interesting. Right now, I think we are still in the very beginning stages of that, exploring the different possibilities. And those are all things we're going to look at going forward. I just know, and I'm obviously very pleased, you know, to know that these are partnerships that the WWE is now open to, and I think that makes for unlimited possibilities. Now, what the specifics of all those are as we go into the future, that'll be decided by people certainly more important than me. But for me, getting to be the benefactor of having at your utilization all these different talent is very exciting for us. So as we continue to explore those opportunities going forward, I think it's going to make for some pretty fantastic dream matches that are possible out there that I think a lot of people are going to want to see.
That's so awesome to hear. And, you know, tickets are available now on Ticketmaster for that WWE NXT show on October 1st at Allstate Arena. Sean, thank you so much for joining me today. You've been incredible.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you helping us out with this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And for more wrestling content, head over to WGNRadio.com and search wrestling. I'm Meridian Fierro, and this is WGN Radio. WGN.